So it's Marianne Hobbs, BBC Radio 1 Experimental. We're with you till 4 o'clock this morning. So I tell you what, right, if we spool back about 12 months, I'm sure our regular listeners will remember a very, very special show that we put together. It's called Dubstep Wars. Back in the first week of January in 2006. I think what we did on that show is we caught the emerging underground dubstep scene at a real flashpoint. We had 10 of this scene's most important producers, DJs and MCs playing live on the show. Digital Mystics and Scream, Code 9 and the Space Ape. Vexed were up in the place, so was Hatcher and Crazy D. Loafer and Sergeant Pokes and the mighty DJ Distance. Absolutely incredible night, I'll never forget it. And I'll tell you something, I've never had a more profound global reaction to any show we've ever done. I think the primal energy in the dubstep sound really did change people's lives all over the world. Tonight, Benga and Scream are with us to celebrate the first anniversary of that show. They're throwing down a very, very special 45-minute back-to-back mix, and I'm going to be chatting to them both too. That's coming up right after this next tune. This is one of Burial's favourite dubs of 2006, finally released on the DMZ label in a couple of weeks' time. Digital Mystics with Bury the Boy. You should know too, the DMZ dance takes place Saturday night at Mass in Brixton Town. Digital Mystics and Loafer play, so does Scream, Pinch, Chef, and Depot, and Clue Kid and Cotty make their debut up there. You need to get there. BBC Radio 1 Experimental, and we've got the original Croydon Bad Boys up in a place tonight. Benga and Scream are with us, two of the producers who set the bar, who created the blueprint for the dubstep sound as we know it today when they were just teenagers. Great to have you with us tonight, boys.
What's happening?
What's happening?
How old were you, Scream, when you first met each of you and Benga?
I think I might have been, I was either 13 or 14. I just went to the same record shop.
Yeah. That record shop was very significant, wasn't it? The whole of the kind of Croydon scene was originally centred around this mythical place, Big Apple, the record shop. Tell us about what it was like back in those days, hanging out in that shop.
It was sick. It was like your second family. Like, it was like more of a home than my house was at the time, because I was always in there, like, bunking off school and that. But it was just, everyone in there was cool. You just met faces all the time, like, you'd see people and you'd think, wow, that's so-and-so. Like, I was listening to his tune on the tape pack.
Benga, I remember talking to Arthur, who's one of the kingpins at Big Apple, just the other night, actually, and he was saying to me that you were literally so tiny you could hardly see over the counter when you first went into that shop.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was quite young. I'm asking if I could have a mix. And he was like, come on, you can't even see the decks. And I was like, all right, we'll see. Put bets on it and everything.
He was saying to me that he used to give you boys free records because you came to him at, like, the age of 12 saying, I really want to be a DJ.
I was playing out as well at that age. They said to me, it's like a sponsorship almost.
Yeah. I wanted to be a DJ when I was young, so you had to get in a record shop. So it was like, I was only like 15 and was going back to like the Apple parties, like in the record shop, till like 5-6 in the morning. It was pretty mad, like, because normally like the first one I don't think I got a bringing, so I was too young. But it was like, you get accepted to your first one and it's like, yeah. But I think it was the latest night I've read at the time. I was up till like about 6:30.
Of course, obviously, Big Apple launched the label as well, and they were responsible for putting your first beats out. What kind of impact did those tunes have on the scene at that time? Because you were just teenagers making those records, yeah?
Judgment went big. It sold good for the time, and it was like, we got loads of exposure out of Judgment.
At that time, it was more, I know, LB and Zed Bias, and their beats were like more full. They had a lot more experience in their beats.
Basically, they was using studios while we were sitting in our bedrooms.
Yeah.
It was stripped down. We all wanted to do what they was doing, but we couldn't. We'd start on doing something along their lines, and then it would all of a sudden be our sound. Yeah.
I was just going to ask you about that, actually. What kind of influences and experiences were you kind of drawing on for those early tunes?
Yeah, to be honest, I can say a name that influenced me a lot. Wookie. Or Oris J.
Yeah, definitely.
Oris J, I remember we used to sit there and think, how does he make the bass lines? Like, how does he do that?
Benga, you've always spoken to me too about a great love of Stevie Wonder that you've had ever since you were a kid, right?
Yes, I suppose I always wanted to make music like his. All the chords and that, and the way the songs were put together, obviously what I'm making now is nothing of the sort, but it was still a big influence on me. It still made me really, really want to make music and find out a lot more about everything I listen to. So I listen to everything like from rock, house, everything.
You two are very well known for creating pretty sophisticated beats with very, very fundamental gear. Fruity Loops, I know that that's a programme that you love. I know Bunga used to make your early beats on PlayStations, but what did you find inside such rudimentary systems, though, that just kind of lit up your beats so much that other people didn't seem to find? You seem to have, like, I don't know, the Holy Grail every time you and those machines came together.
I always programmed stuff, so it was like, I never had a keyboard up until like a year ago because I weren't as musical to start with, so my core programming is what I wanted to be proud of.
So, obviously, what we're doing tonight is celebrating the anniversary of Dubstep Wars, which took place this time last year on the show. I suppose 2006, it's been a massive year, isn't it, really, for dubstep at large. How does it feel to be in this position, like, a year on?
It's crazy. Like, it's been well surreal. Like, I went to New York, and that was the maddest when someone come up to me and said, I've travelled 300 miles to come and see you play, and it's like, bruh. Like, do you know what I mean?
It kicks in.
I'm just a young'un from Croydon, do you know what I mean? It's a bit mad. Just still to be getting all the international attention, still a bit, like, it's mad. Like, someone that far away from home is, like, sitting indoors listening to your tracks. It's crazy.
Bunga, you've been sort of back smashing dance floors to bits again, haven't you, this year? It's great to sort of see you playing out because it's been a little while, hasn't it? And obviously there's been the fantastic New Step compilation of all the dub plates, which was really successful. And I know you've been dropping a few nasty 4/4 tunes in your sets recently this year, but what about 2007? Have you got an album in the frame?
I shouldn't really say this, but I'm most likely looking at an album with Temper. And me and Scream, we want to do a thing together as well. A little album of like futuristic stuff and crazy stuff. We've had ideas, but we've never had the guts to put out or whatever.
Really? That sounds exciting. Futuristic, crazy stuff. Do you want to elaborate a bit more on that?
Okay. Just come up with crazy things that we've been listening to, like a bit of techno. And we've come out with things that sound a bit techno-y, but we've gone all the way on things. Just haven't had the guts to play them, so you'll be hearing those crazy beats.
Oh, I think you could probably bring them to this yard. They'd be pretty well received, you know. Yeah. So, what can we look forward to tonight? There's the two of you playing back-to-back, 45-minute exclusive mix on this programme. I am dying to have a rake through your boxes. What have you got that you're going to drop for us tonight?
I've got a couple of new things. I think I'm starting off with Nemesis. Hopefully that will be the first or second release on a label I'm starting in the new year.
You're on label this?
Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
I'm stuck between names, so I'm not going to say yet. It's a choice of two.
Okay.
I will keep you informed.
Fantastic. Benny?
I don't know. I've been looking through at what I'm going to play, and I think I'm more likely going to stick, like, dancey. There's a few things people might have heard, might not have heard.
Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's have it.
Bunga and Scream exclusively back to back on BBC Radio 1 Experimental. Step up.
are listening to That Future Flavor with Mary Ann Howe.
Chinese man have a soul. up when me come to mood. You know the next day, mama, but you overload. I remember when we stick the poll clerks and dump the ballot box, panty valley outskirts, and hold a plane ticket, got shit over Turks. When me come back, still in at the war, me alerts. I remember those days when informer dirts get one in nine face, and me no get no perks. Got the bigger heads, them are a couple of jerks. And I'm a make the money when I leave my store. We got the thing now, them get up now. Me squeeze them, but not the pussy, them are drunk now. We have only bad shot clip, cause we not drunk now. Rah, 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 rah. We get the thing now, so them have a real way. Cause we don't take it to them wicked up lately. And now the one of clip greatly.
We'll be right back. Thank you. my race and its imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie.
That's control. not pacing, got no time for wasting. I'm... We'll be right back.
Banger and Scream, mixing exclusively back to back for BBC Radio 1 Experimental. I want to shout out all the Dubstep Forum, Massive, Markle, JJ, Boom Noise and Zombie, ARE, K142 in Steel City, Baron in Shottingham, Will in Leeds, Selected W in San Jose and Brun Zero in Brussels. Great to have you with us tonight. You can see Scream playing up at DMZ Mass in Brixton on Saturday night this week. He's at the Hub in Exeter on January the 5th. Fabric in London on the 26th. February the 2nd at Leicester's Music Cafe. And at DMZ in Leeds on February the 17th. Both these boys have MySpace pages. And if you hit my homepage, you can find them in my top friends, myspace.com/MaryAnneHubbs. Rewind this set anytime you like for the next 7 days. It'll be up on the radio and website, bbc.co.uk/radio1/MaryAnneHubbs.